It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Everyone was talking about this Fyre Festival documentary that came out on Hulu over the weekend. Did you watch it, Joe?
I have not. Tell me about it.
It's so good. Well, remember in like 2016, that huge scam music festival happened that was called Fyre Festival that Ja Rule was like a part of. Right. Do you remember now?
I do. I was like, I saw this. I'm like, what is the Fyre? I'm like, oh, yes.
Yeah, huge, huge, huge. So what's really, and this is like a side fun fact, but I guess Netflix, I think it's this Friday. It's this weekend. This Friday, this weekend. Is coming out with their own documentary, but the people that made the documentary, I guess, are part of who covered it up, of the whole, that it was a scam. So Hulu was like, screw this, we're making our own documentary, we're coming out before Netflix. So it's like petty goals. So everybody's talking about like, Hulu is so savage, and they made their own documentary. Well, I watched it last night. It's excellent. I highly recommend it. It was funny because as I was watching it, Chrissy Teigen was watching it, I guess, and she was live tweeting how crazy it was. But this whole documentary reminded me of the time that this time last year I got scammed by an upholstery cleaning business. They were supposed to come clean my couches. I have white couches. I found them online. And on the phone, I had never done this before. First of all, I've never had my couches professionally cleaned. And second of all, I've never like hired a business to come clean anything in my house for me over the phone. So over the phone, they said, well, just so we make sure that you don't like, you know, not show up for the services or whatever, we need you to pay over the phone beforehand so we know that you're going to be there to like let us come clean your house. And I was like, okay, so I gave them my debit card information over the phone. Well, then like a couple days later, it was the day that they were supposed to come clean my couches. Guess who didn't show up?
The people. So what'd you do?
They scammed me. They took my money. And they charged me $300 to come clean my couches, which apparently is way too much money. But I did not know. I'm 25 years old. So I'm like, I have my couches cleaned all the time. So they scammed me. I had to call my bank. They had to get involved and like open up a... what do you call that?
Not fraud, a claim. Report, or?
It starts with a D, I think.
Like discrepancy?
Not a disposition. You know what I'm talking about. Somebody listening knows what I'm trying to say.
I hope they do, because I'm trying and I can't think of it.
They opened up like a claim type of thing against this company, and I won, and I got the money back. But
dispute? Discrepancy?
Yeah, dispute. That's what it is.
I knew I'd get something eventually.
They opened up a dispute. So that's what happened to me. I was scammed, and I learned my lesson that you never give your credit or debit card information over the phone before the services are rendered, because that's what they will do. So I wanted to know, what was your scam story? How did you get scammed? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Pork chop, I feel like you're going to be telling us about this soon because, well, you do this whole payday advance thing on your phone.
I've only been scammed once.
Okay, what happened?
It wasn't my fault. I was, so my bank found out I was in Mexico and I was walking back across the border. And I guess while you wait in line, the local people, they'll walk by real close to you or they'll get in line and they have some sort of magnetic reader in their pocket.
What?
Yeah, and they get right next to you and it reads your information.
Oh my gosh, I've never even heard of that.
Me neither. Yeah. This is breaking my mind.
The only reason I knew is because my bank was listing off a bunch of questions, like trying to figure out how it happened. And the last one is like, have you been out of the country recently? And I was like, no. It's like, yeah, actually, I walked across to Tijuana.
Holy crap, that is really scary.
Another reason not to go to Mexico.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, we're getting a lot of calls, and I want to talk to everybody at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Alex just shared her scam story, but apparently a lot of Joe and Alex Show listeners have been scammed too. Tell us your scam story. What happened to you? We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'd love to hear your scam story. What's yours?
Hey, good morning. My husband and I were selling a stand-up freezer on Craigslist, and a guy from North Carolina wanted to buy that, but he wasn't going to be able to make it up here. So he would send us a check, and then we needed to pay the mover the money when the mover came for all of the stuff that he was buying up here. So he sent us a check for like $700. We deposited it. We had to go to Walmart and then wire the money to his mover. And then, of course, 2 days later, the check didn't clear, and they took the money from our savings account.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we were.
Sucks.
We still had the freezer, though, I guess, if there was a silver lining. But.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is a little bit better. Hey, thank you, Stacy. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened with your mom when it comes to identity theft?
We went to Florida, and what happened was, I guess somewhere out there, someone stole her identity, and they bought a house and a boat and like all these screen TVs.
Wait. And so, how do you buy a house and a boat? Like, that takes forever to do, right?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Whoa. I've never heard of anybody having their identity stolen and people making that big of a purchase.
Oh, yeah. And then to top it off, about, you know, my mom was going back and forth trying to figure out what was going on. And then a few months later, three officers showed up to my mom's house and they tried to arrest her.
Why would they arrest her for that?
Because they thought she was a fake person because we were in Florida at the time visiting,
holy
like,
cow.
Just in Orlando.
Did you guys at least like the boat? Is it nice?
We've never seen the boat or the house. So I hope it's nice.
Oh, what a ripoff. Hey, thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Hey, Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened to you when it comes to a scam?
So this guy scams me as I'm driving on the highway after I leave the pool this past summer. Sounded like he was from another country, but what got me was he had a child in the car. So he was saying he needed gas money. He was on the side of the road. I've been there, want to help. So I say, okay, I'll go to the ATM and give you a few dollars. He's like, I'll give you my information. Going to send this back. Long story medium, the guy speeds off as soon as I got a bunch of cash after giving me some really ugly jewelry that was like as much as a paperclip weighed.
Ew.
And I had to actually chase him down. Luckily, I have a faster car than the rental he was driving. There's a, you know, police report because I knew I got scammed right away. But again, it was the kid. So ended up, they were like, well, you get scammed. You couldn't do anything. I took a video and I got a picture of the license plate when I caught up. Got contacted Hertz rental car, did all this extra stuff, had the guy's number. He actually contacted me trying to scam me a little further, which is when I scared the crap out of him. And he ended up giving me the money back, Western Union.
Whoa. What did you do to scare the crap out of him to get the money back?
You know, pulled some resources, told him that I know some people, and just let him know that, you know, minorities don't play that.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in, Anonymous. Yeah, if you couldn't get through on the phones, you can always hit us up on our social media. On Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. I really want to go. And what's the name again, if people want to watch it too, on Hulu?
I think it's just called Fire Festival. Pretty sure. But, I mean, it's like right there on the main page. You'll see it.
Okay, cool, because that seems like something
I
definitely want to check out.
It's called Fire Fraud.
Oh, Fire Fraud.
Yes, F-Y-R-E.
Fire Fraud.
Ryan started the fire.
It's murder.